Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live around the world, and this program is dedicated to the memory of Rose and her husband Lou and the other family members who died in nursing homes. Isn't it outrageous that millions of disabled people and elderly have the prospect of a nursing home hanging over their heads and the money being used for that purpose? And not only that, you have to pay the nursing home out of your disability money, whether you want to or not. They take your money and leave you with, if you're lucky, $50 a month. The whole system is horrible, and it needs to be changed. The money is being wasted. And we've come up with an idea, and we've been sending out tweets about it. We have a tentative date for a demonstration, and it's Saturday, September 17th of this year, the location to be announced, to put forth the idea that nursing homes should be turned into accessible housing for the disabled and for everyone. Now, all the programs and all the criteria is really a waste, because even if you get out of the nursing home, there's always the danger that you can still be put back in, because the nursing homes are still there. See? I'd like to see part of that money that's allocated for these programs, you know, the head injury program, nursing home transitional, and so on and so forth, part of that money should be used not only to get people out, but to absolve these nursing homes, turn them into accessible housing, and therefore a person won't have the danger of being put into a nursing home. So that's really the answer. And as I said, we've sent out a tweet on it. We're going to try to contact several of the advocate groups that in the past have demonstrated against nursing homes, but never have I heard a solution. What do you do with them? How do you get rid of them? If you don't get rid of them, that means that we'll always be living with the threat of these places hanging over your head. And that doesn't work for millions of us. I don't think any disabled person likes the idea of a nursing home. Excuse me. So we've come up with this idea, and we're hoping and praying that we're going to get support from the disabled community and from anyone else who understands that taxpayers' money is being wasted, lives are being wasted, people are being driven from their homes, their homes being taken from them. And I don't care how you cut it and what kind of a program you have, if these nursing homes are still there, your program's not good enough. There's only one way to make sure that a person is not going to go to a nursing home. And that way is that the nursing home is no longer there. And that's what Inner Sight proposes. And I got a few announcements, but when we come back, I want to talk about the demonstration and the kind of things that we hope to have in the middle of September next. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, by the way, is 631-224-3090. And by the way, Suzanne is not with us tonight. She had a death in the family and had to attend to that. So our deepest condolences to the Tarazi family. And I'm sure she'll be back tomorrow night. So as a result, we don't have the ability to take phone calls. I can't read the board, and Blog Radio has not granted us to the phone calls over the phone line. That's another story. Anyway, Inner Sight and all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Ollie Campbell, little Tommy, baby royalty. Salute them, honor them. And go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. The few of the youngsters who have passed away that we honored through Inner Sight. All right, let's see. Nobody starved on Long Island. You need dog food, cat food? Remember this number. Write it down. 631-484-3085. The guy's name is Gary, my buddy. I'll give you the number again in a minute. If you're disabled and you have a problem with transportation, picking up the food, let Gary know. Sometimes he can get it to you. And the number again, 631-484-3085. Nobody starved on Long Island. You can find them on the social media. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see. Tomorrow night show, how the politicians who like war are in fact promoting disability. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night, and how war is horrible for all, but especially to those who are disabled. I mean, we're forgotten as it is. So we'll talk about that tomorrow night. Friday night is the funnies on this Blog Talk Radio. Have some fun on Friday night. Louie will be here, all our regular crazy characters, Jimmy Dinigan and all that. Friday night on Inner Sight. I want to thank my buddy John for his help out there in Brooklyn. He's a believer in what we do, and he's helped Inner Sight and is continuing to help. So we thank him for that. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for their help right here on Long Island. And SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Any information you need about legislation or social security advocacy, 631-880-7929 on the SILO. So give them a call. Suffolk Independent Living Organization. Again, that number, 631-880-7929. And my buddy in Islip, New York, Anthony Kennedy Realty, who is a supporter of Inner Sight. We gratefully appreciate that. Buy a house, sell a house, or get some good information. Mr. Kennedy, 631-888-1186. So he's a supporter of Inside. He believes in what we're doing, and a great, great friend, and made a difference a few years back when we did the service dog wedding. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Thank you, Mr. Kennedy. Don't forget about Able News. You know, read Able News. You can get a free subscription online. The paper on and about the disabled with articles and informative information. Various articles by experts. They have a personal column in there, calendar of events. You have an event coming up and you want to publicize it. The Able News has a calendar. Angela Melanie is the editor-in-chief, a good friend to InnerSight. So Able News Online, you get a free subscription. And we thank them for running our ad. Inner Sight around the world, tonight our nursing home show, and every Wednesday night. And I want to thank Tracy Garner for her email and the book she wrote is doing well, but she wants to make it do better. So that's a good sign, and we're with her, of course, and we hope to have Tracy on the show shortly. So, Tracy, if you're listening, thank you so much. Glad you're feeling better. All right, Inner Sight. Let's see what else we got. Big East, the Akita Rescue. The Little Bear, the Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. Big East Akita Rescue. Adopt an Akita. 609-388-7004. 388-7004. The Big East AkitaRescue.org. So check them out. And tonight on InnerSight, happy and proud to announce our demonstration. It's months away, but you know, you need time to prepare for these things and get support and hopefully get enough support so that the message will get out there. Every disabled person, every elderly person, every person who believes in freedom and justice can help with this with a simple click of a computer or a smartphone. You know, just put it on your social media. Help us get support. Turn these nursing homes into accessible housing. And then you won't have to worry about going to a nursing home because they won't exist. Now, what we some of the things we've been thinking about and what we'd like to have at this demonstration is testimonial, be it in person or on Skype. You know, the demonstration time frame it's going to be from 11 in the morning to 2 o'clock. So you've got 3 hours. And, of course, we're going to try to make it a media event. And the media likes to attend things at 11 in the morning. So we'll be inviting the media, the local media. We'll send the release to my good friend at the Associated Press, my buddy David Caruso, and hopefully that will be run on the wire. And, of course, all of our media friends, including my dear friend Michelle Charlesworth from ABC, And, you know, you never know with the media, but at least they'll know about it. It'll be out there. And also my buddy from News 12, Doug, the news director over there, who has listened to us and who has many, many times responded to our call for press. So what we want to do is have people at this demonstration who have been in nursing homes, people who don't want to go to nursing homes, people who are afraid of going to nursing homes, and have them tell their story. Now, that could be done live, or it could be done on over, you know, Skype. We'd like to have as many people as possible. Back in, I think it was the 1980s. Yeah, the 1990s, when I went to Washington, many of the people who demonstrated against these nursing homes, I'm afraid to say, I hope that many of them haven't since wound up in nursing homes. You see, the thing that bothered me about the demonstration, the big thing, was that there was no proposed solution that would definitely keep people out of nursing homes. I didn't hear one proposal stating that, you know, how do you get rid of these nursing homes? What do you do with them? How do you turn them into something good for everyone? You know, including the people who work in them. You know, you give them, you can take those people, nurses, aides, and all that, and give them first priority at jobs, helping people in their own apartment when you turn the places into accessible housing. You know, the owners can still make money with the housing. So that's not a complete loss cause. So in that sense, we're thinking about those people too, even though they don't think about us much. If they did, they would be doing a lot more in the nursing home. And one big thing they should be doing is including the home health aides into those nursing homes to give people the help that they're accustomed to, that they deserve, that they should have. That bothers me a lot, that these owners have not said one word about these home health aides that get thrown out of the picture. Person goes into a nursing home. And so you have these programs with this criteria. Now this criteria business is horrible. I mean, it can change. You know, they set you up with a program. Let's say they help you. They spend some money. Maybe get you a wheelchair, a ramp, whatever it is. But, and this is the big but, months down the line, or even a year or two down the line, that situation can change. Because if your medical situation changes, let's say, and you need more hours, and the state is not willing to provide those hours, now you're in danger of being put into a nursing home. And it shouldn't be. Should not be. The best way to do it, and this is another thing that we'll be pointing out at the demonstration, in our view, the best way to put it is let the agencies start raising the money. See? That way, it takes the burden off the government. The government can cut the money in half because the agencies will come in with the other half to keep the person out. Another idea that we have, and we would talk about this at the demonstration, is produce a telethon, let's say yearly. Produce a telethon that would raise money, cost. And the agencies could make money on this. They could get a donation out of this. Especially if they work on it. If they work on raising the funds to keep people in their own home. So there's another idea that's never been implemented. And yours truly, having been on television for many, many years on the Access, I can offer to gather camera people who would be glad to help. I mean, I can't speak for them, but you know, I can certainly bring them in, try to bring them in, and they've helped in the past with Inner Sight. So I believe that they would help with a telethon. So there you have another means of how the money could be raised and keep people out of nursing homes and turn these places into accessible housing. Now, another thing we'd like to do with this demonstration is, and this is going to be a hard one, but I'll try. We'll try to pull it off. Have people on Skype testify right from their nursing home bed or place, you know, wherever they may be. Get people right in the nursing home to say what's going on and let them speak. Do you want to be in there? Do you like it there? Would you rather be in your own home? You know, questions like that. I would like to try and pull that off with or without the nursing home's cooperation. We've done it on the Inner Sight Show. We've gotten people right from the nursing home to talk about what they're going through and how they didn't want to be in there, and how their hard-earned disability money is being spent, and they're not happy with that. They don't approve of that. So there's another part of this demonstration, and we need sponsors. Anybody who would like to sponsor any one of these ideas, contact Inner Sight. You can send us an email. Don't send any attachments because they interfere with my email, which I get by voice. InnerSight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. If you'd like to sponsor any of these ideas, or in general, just sponsor the demonstration itself.
Hi.
We'd be happy to talk to you about it and answer any of your questions.
Hey.
So again, the tentative date, September 17th, Saturday, location
yeah.
to be announced. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, hello.
I managed to get home for half of it, so at least maybe I could accept some calls now for you.
Oh, all right. I made an announcement that you were off the show because you had a death in the family, so.
Yeah, I did. And a boy, there was about, the room fit 150, there was like about 250 in there, 100 over. It was so crowded. I didn't want to stay there any longer than I had to. We both did. Chris and I just looked at each other. And then some idiot started fighting with another person. I'm like, okay, I'm getting out of here. I don't want to be part of this. I heard what the fight was about, but I just don't want to be part of anything like that. You know?
Fighting with people
not
at
violent.
A funeral?
Exactly.
That's weird.
Mm.
Anyway.
It sounded like husband and wife.
No.
That's what it sounded like. Yeah.
Anyway, welcome to the show. I've been talking about what we want to pull off at the demonstration. You know, how we want to have people on Skype. We'd like to have people testify directly from the nursing homes.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-oh.
We'd like to
We're
hear from any of the workers.
Yeah.
Who want
to You know what I would like to do?
Position?
I would like to have our position, but have, if the people can't do any of that, if they're too sick, have the family member represent them with a picture, you know, and be there. Yeah, have a picture of the person and make like a, you know, how they, just like you could put the face of a person up. That's what I want to do, get the face of a person. I'm
but
representing
so-and-so
because they can't be here, you know.
Very, very important. Everyone has to be of one voice. One accord.
That's right. No other.
And the idea is to make it so that these nursing homes are not there anymore. Otherwise, it's all futile. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
Do you know, Frank? They have this, it sort of reminds me of the nursing homes. They are tearing down, not tearing down, they closed the Sunrise Mall here near us, and they're redoing everything. They're not renewing the leases of the people who are, you know, renting the areas. And you sit down, and you just shake your head. Why don't you do a section at a time, not to let these small business owners, you know, lose all that money after COVID? That's crazy, but it's all about money. And that's what led me to it reminds me of the same condition that the nursing home owners are in right now. They're not going to do more than what is required by the law. They're just going to, you know, say, okay, you want to just do that? Okay, we'll do the minimal possible, and then we'll just do that. That's not acceptable anymore. Minimum has been overdone, and it's not acceptable in my eyes. Nope.
I went
to this particular funeral home. I don't remember the name, but we went there. I was ready to go down in the coffin. You know, usually I have to go into a coffin elevator, but I didn't this time. It surprised me. They had accessibility. So I was pleasantly surprised.
Oh, you're talking about the funeral home.
Yeah. They had me go through the front door, and it was all nice and pretty. Yeah.
Well, every place should be accessible. I mean, come on. So,
yes, it
I mean,
should.
Big deal, you know.
Yeah, it should be there. But it shouldn't only be provided by the person who owns the business. That wasn't their fault that it wasn't there since the beginning of time, almost. It wasn't their fault. They should have some compensation because these things are being, you know, made afterwards, you know, after putting up the facility, they should get some compensation to help them. You know, I don't feel that it should all be on the owner. No, no way. I don't think that. But if the owner...
The government and
not,
the agencies should be helping. If the owner has the means and they want to do it on their own, fine.
That's fine. Yeah.
You know? But if they don't and they can't, there should be no big fight over that. The money should be there, like it's there for everybody else.
That's right.
You know, if you can walk in with your legs, then somebody else ought to be able to walk in with what their legs are.
Yeah. See? You want to hear something? Today, we went towards the light that was out, and there was no police officer there. And I was just like, oh, wow. We have to fend for our own on this light. But I bet you if you called a police officer, they'd come running. That's what I said. I was rumbling out loud. And Chris says, yeah, I could see where your point. This is very dangerous. I said, yeah, but they'll come running for that. They won't come running for anything else, you know.
You mean they won't come running for the disabled?
Exactly.
If we can't read the light.
That's right.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah,
yes.
Sure. Oh, yeah. Well, there's no enforcement for us.
There's no enforcement whatsoever.
There's enforcement for everybody else on a situation like that.
Yeah. See? We actually
that's
went
another,
to the war. I'm sorry, man.
That's another thing that we would point out at a demonstration, that the Americans with Disability Act must be amended, you know, to protect people in nursing homes.
Yes.
Not just accessibility.
Yeah. No. Right now, what it's protecting is the access within the nursing home only, not the people who live there. Nope.
Yeah.
It needs to do everything.
And
it needs
who needs that? Because nobody wants to be there.
That's right.
You know what a waste that
understand.
Is?
Yeah. I don't understand.
But if they did it that way, why didn't they include protection for the person?
Yeah.
Itself.
Yep.
You know? Oh, you don't have to give your disability money up. You can file for hardship under the ADA.
Yeah.
You know? You can tell the nursing home, I'm going home. You know?
Of course.
You have no right to take my... You see, the ADA should have done all that.
Oh, yeah. You
and
know,
that's another
now,
thing we would call for at a demonstration.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
I noticed that when I'm, you know, reading more and more of the laws, when I get a chance, it's really, you know, a lot of overlap. And when you confront that, and you say, well, there's overlap in a lot of these laws, and we, you know, could just confront them and say, hey, this is not right, because the other law has it in them, and it's a sooner law. It says that this should be this way, and that's a newer law. And then you go and look at it, and it's telling you it should be in a certain way. And you look back at the older law, and it tells you it should be in another way. You get so confused with which is which, you don't know what you're doing. You feel like as if you're
yeah,
you know,
because
stuck.
It's not clear. It's not.
No, it isn't.
You know, it's not specific.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it is for everybody else. You know?
Yeah.
Why, you want to open up the phones? 213-816-1650. And anyone like to ask any questions about our demonstration? And we need support. We need people.
Mm-hmm.
We could use donations to help.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
We'd like to extend an invitation for everybody to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, send it out on your social media.
Oh, yeah. That's what I've been doing on mine and our main social media all day. And if you see that you want to add something to our post, by all means, call us. And we'll add whatever you think is necessary, or we'll go over it with you and see if it hasn't been added already. You know, I like
now,
that.
Next September is going to be just 2 months from election. All
right?
A lot of these senators and Congress people are going to try to be elected. Let's see if by some miracle one of them steps up and helps us. And we'll come to the demonstration.
That'd be nice. Yeah. That'd
and
be real
speak
nice.
Up in the favor of accessible housing instead of these nursing homes. That's what we need.
Yeah.
I don't want them there if they're going to say, oh, we'll look into it. No. Don't look into anything. You know, there's nothing to look into. You know, do it. You got to do it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear that crap anymore. We're going to look into it. We don't need people like that. That's a waste of time.
Yeah, it is.
Anyway, anybody on the line?
I just refreshed it again. Let me look. Hold on.
Huh?
Let me look. Why is it doing
all right.
that? Okay, here.
Inner sight.
Hold
on. Nursing homes kill
Sorry.
People. They definitely contribute to the death of people. Turn them into accessible housing.
No, it's just us. I refreshed it.
All right. All right, so once again, September 17th, Saturday, the tentative date, place to be announced.
Yep.
And, you know, the first demonstration of its kind that I know of that has a definite solution for these nursing homes. Now, that's a very important point.
Yeah.
And I believe that that's going to get us some media.
Yeah,
you know, because
I don't think
that's ever been proposed before, to my knowledge.
No, I don't see anything like that being proposed on a regular basis. It's really been, you know, hush-hush, and nobody really proposes things like that.
Yeah. So, there you have it. There's the idea, and the demonstration. You know, we welcome anyone who believes that people should not be sent to nursing homes, that people are safer in their own home. I mean, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Look at the blunder that our last governor made. We had to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a horrible treatment of people in these nursing homes. So make a note of that on your calendar. It's months away, yes, but, you know, you got to
months
plan
become
these
days.
Things.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the whole thing depends on support of the people. You know? Now, we don't have an axe to grind.
No, we don't.
We're trying to get rid of these places for people who don't want to be there. And save their home, save their places where they live.
Yeah, because right now we have we had to do this so we could save the house that, you know, Phyllis had after her mother passed away. So we had to do what's called a reverse mortgage that gives you money and pays off the last of the loan that we had. After we pay off the last of that loan, we'll just have a lesser amount to pay. So that'd be good. But it still is on the rocks. We don't know. We have to have four pictures or something, and then we post it in a campaign, and then people look at it, things like that. We have to set it up.
Well, there's all
like
kinds of situations, you know, with people.
Yeah.
But people have the right to remain in their own home, and this idea that we have where the government would be able to cut costs and people would be able to remain in their own home as long as they mandate the agencies to start raising the money. Now, we, the disabled, and this doesn't apply to everybody because not everybody can manage this or is into it. But we, the disabled, can volunteer our time And why wouldn't we? I know I would. Volunteer our time to help these agencies raise the money. Now, you've got a whole radio system, you know, that you can tap into. It's called public service announcements.
Yep.
You know? And believe me, if you have big agencies with big names that are asking for public service, they're going to get it. They're definitely going to get it. All right?
Yeah.
And you can make a public service announcement that helps everybody. You know,
yeah, they will.
Help turn nursing homes into accessible. You don't have to say anything bad about the nursing homes.
No.
You know, you don't have to bash anybody. Help turn nursing homes into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for millions of people who don't want to go there. That's the truth.
That is the truth.
Who wants to go there?
Not me.
In all of my advocacy, okay, I've only met one person, and I'm not so sure why he did this, but I think it was a personal thing. I think I was advocating for this guy with his ex-girlfriend, and I think that's what threw him over. You know, we tried to set up a thing where you know, they would get him in a program that would get him out of the nursing home.
Yes.
And he sabotaged it. You know? He was the only person I ever met who did that, and I think he did it because he was afraid. He was afraid that his girlfriend was going to try to get back with him, and you know, they were broken up. But other than that, everybody I've talked to
wants to get out.
Wants to get out of the
I want to get out as soon as they put me in. That's when I want to get out. As soon as they put me in, I said, when is my discharge date?
Yeah, right.
It's so terrible.
I don't blame you.
I know.
All right,
in
a
sight.
843-213-816-1650, and I didn't announce that the phones wouldn't be open, but now they are open. So
yeah,
anybody out there?
Yeah, immediately as they got home.
Yeah. Anybody out there who wants to call in any questions about what we're trying to do, you know, we'd be happy to answer them.
Yeah.
We're not gonna abandon people. We're gonna make sure that we have the means to help them. You know, very important.
Yeah.
So it's a monumental task.
Mm-hmm.
But if everybody joins together,
we could do it.
We could do this.
Yes, we can.
If enough people
really
want it,
so. Uh-huh. People really want it. I know that.
You gotta have enough people. Yeah, that are gonna send a message to the Congress of the United States. We don't want these nursing homes, but we need accessible housing. See, there's the message.
Yeah.
That's the message that's going to go out over the airwaves before and during and after this demonstration.
Yeah.
That's the message. And I would hope it would go out from every disabled person and or their family. You know, that would mean millions of people.
Yeah.
So let's see what kind of support we get. I mean, this demonstration is not going to fail because of us. It may fail because not enough people will support it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not going to fail because of InnerSight. That's for damn sure.
That's for damn sure, is right.
So that's the and if anybody has any ideas, what else you'd like to see included as part of this demonstration, feel free. Let us know.
Yeah. Also, if somebody wants to come for a day trip out of a nursing home, we'd have to arrange that. But that can actually work if they are able to go out. Some people can get a day pass, and they could come out and speak, about the nursing home and share some stories, because that would really be best if you're able to come.
Yeah, you'd like your relative to bring you out?
Yeah.
If you're able to afford an aid, this is for everybody. Anybody and everybody. So that's another part of it. Testimonial.
Yeah.
From
exactly.
People who currently are have to live in nursing homes. All right, Inner Sight and 213-816-1650. It's going to be a long uphill fight to pull this off. But we are determined, and we're used to long fights as advocates. We can get one or two people. I'm hoping we can get one or two celebrities involved in this. Would make a big difference. That remains to be seen, but we have the hopefully cable will start recording new shows. I would like to get this coming summer. I'd like to get some of these celebrities out in the Hamptons to endorse this idea.
Yeah,
and come to the demonstration. Say a few words.
Yeah.
Even make a donation.
Yeah.
We have the opportunity because the show, the Inner Sight show, once it's back on the air, well, it's on the air now, Thursday night at 7:30, but it's all reruns.
Yeah.
But with the new shows, we have the opportunity of reaching out and trying to get some of these celebrities involved. And I know that there are many who have homes out in the Hamptons and on and so forth.
Yeah.
So, all we'd be asking is half an hour of your time, come on the show, or if you don't want to be public on it, help us behind the scenes, whatever way you want to do it. There's got to be some people, affluent people, who believe, as we do, that people should not be forced to leave their home and go into a nursing home. That kind of thing should not be hanging over the head of anybody. And that's what this is all about. A demonstration, to place the nursing homes into accessible housing, which to me is a great idea because everybody, we need more accessible housing. So come on, folks. Jump on the bandwagon. Look for our tweet. Put it on your social media. September 17th, Saturday. Turn nursing homes into accessible housing. We'll give you the. We're gonna figure out where we're gonna hold this thing. Anybody have any ideas on that? We'd be open to listen. You know. Inner sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our inner sight phone number is 631-224-3090. And this is our nursing home program every Wednesday night, dedicated to the people who are trapped in nursing homes, to the people who don't want to go to nursing homes, and to the people who believe that turning them into accessible housing would be a great plus for the disabled. I mean, can you just imagine a system without nursing homes? Now you don't have to have the threat of some agency trying to push you into that thing, and they'd have to use the money to keep you in your own home. That's the dream of inner sight, and I hope it's going to become a dream of all the other agencies to stand up and help us do it, because we can't do it alone. It's going to take a lot of people, and people who believe in justice and freedom, to bring it about. Let me run down the week on Inner Sight. Let's see. Monday, we call the show Mad or Glad, Monday night, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio, where you can call in and talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. Tuesday night is open mic, your own subject. And Wednesdays is this show, the nursing home program. We're going to hope to have some guests on coming up in the near future. People we've helped to get out of nursing homes and people who are in these places, and talk to other advocates. So we'll keep you informed on that. Thursday is a subject night. Tomorrow night we're going to talk about how war is horrible for all, but especially if you're disabled. It's even worse. And how war creates disability. Friday night is the funnies right here on Inner Sight. We'll have Louis Rivera, a cuckoo guy, and have to tell you one of my stories from school again with Dinigan, trouble he gets into. All right, and that's Friday night on Inner Sight. All right, around the world, and Suzanne, are you there? I think she signed off. Okay. Around the world, I wonder how many nursing homes there are in this country. We got to try to get statistics on that, if there are such statistics. And you know, another survey I'd like to see, how many people in nursing homes don't want to be there? I don't think the government ever took a survey like that. How many people in the nursing homes who don't want to be there? I guarantee you, 95% would probably say that they don't want to be in a nursing home. So there's another statistic. You know, many of these numbers you can't find online. There's no surveys on them. There's no information. Search for them, but they don't exist. And another statistic. How many people have lost their homes, their apartments, or even their own home that they owned by being in nursing homes? There's another number. I don't know if that information exists. There's so many. How many people treated medically in nursing homes and didn't want that kind of treatment, wanted alternative treatment? There's another one. You won't find that on Google. Go ahead, try it. I guarantee you, you won't find that on the Google, if you Google that. So there's a lot of unanswered questions about these nursing homes. A lot of information that the government doesn't want you to know, that they don't want to disclose. Maybe we'll get some better answers by next September. Who knows? Again, take note of that date, September 17th, Saturday, 11 to 2. Location to be announced. We'd like to do it in front of a nursing home. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could get a nursing home to support our demonstration? I mean, what are we saying? We're not saying do anything bad. We're saying turn the place into accessible housing. That's something that helps everybody. So that remains to be seen. And the kind of support that we need remains to be seen. We'll see what kind of numbers we can get on that. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. I want to thank all our listeners, people who keep the show on the air. And if you're in a nursing home, contact us. We'll do whatever we can for you. We found that people talking on the air from nursing homes has helped them to get out. And once you're out, we'll back you up as much as we can. All right? So, Inner Sight number 631-224-3090, 631. Inner Sight number, if you're in a nursing home or you have a loved one in a nursing home and you want some help, let us know. Thank you so much for listening. I want to thank Suzanne once again. Our deepest condolences. And be with you tomorrow night, live, 8 to 9, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you so much. Inner Sight, freedom. Be safe out there. Thank you. Inner Sight around the world. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Thank you. Good night, everybody.